obviously the elephant in the room, Trey returning for the first time since the trade. How have you guys as a team supported him in what could potentially be a very emotional evening?
Yeah, we do, with every player, just open our arms, welcome them to the group, learn about them as a person. He's been terrific. We've really enjoyed having him with our group. He's bringing, he's been a great asset already. Just do what we normally do.
With regarding Bilal, I had a chance to speak with him this morning. Have you noticed when teams defend him specifically in a drop coverage that he gets more aggressive and almost kind of takes that as a little bit of a disrespectful thing?
Yeah, he's seen that different things throughout the year. People do different coverages versus us. We just want to be aggressive no matter what, and he has been. He will continue to do that. We're putting the ball in his hands much more as the season progresses, which we wanted to do. But he's been good.
And for you all defensively, I know the Charlotte game, you had touched on the defense as a whole, but specifically with the three-point shooting, with Atlanta having a couple bigs that also want to try and stretch the floor, the level of importance for you on the communication aspect in coverages is what?
Yeah, this team pushes the pace. They play fast. They have good ball movement. They have lots of guys who can make threes. It's just going to challenge our defense. We're excited for that tonight, but communication is always at the foremost when you play teams like this.
Go ahead, Josh.
Yes,
well, no, somebody else was going to answer.
Oh. No, you have one.
No, me. I'm sorry.
It's really just, this is one of those baseball type series, you know, the two games in a row.
Yeah.
Does that adjust any way you prepare or these guys are used to sort of playing a game and then leaving the next day. Does that adjust a rhythm or anything like that?
I think this is either the third year that we've been doing this, right? To save the travel on these guys. But we just focus on the game at hand, and then you worry about the next one after that. It doesn't really change much for us. But it does feel like a baseball feeling for sure, right? Lock in for a few days in one city, but we just take it one game at a time.
What kind of on-court work is Trey up to now?
Doing more shooting, a little more conditioning with that, just ramping up. That's all I really have for you, no timeline or anything.
Any 1-on-0, any 5-on-0?
More 1-on-0 type of stuff, yeah.
Any other questions?
All right. Thanks, everybody.